Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the doors to new understandings, but you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Michelle Milio. She was born and raised in Lakeville, Massachusetts. Michelle has been aware of her psychic abilities since childhood and has spent most of her life developing those skills. She believes that everyone has the capability to access and develop psychic skills for personal as well as professional uses. In 2000, she began creating CDs and MP3s as Mind Trip Productions. To date, Michelle has created and published numerous works that include hypnosis programs, easy-to-understand workbooks, and hypnosis recordings to help others recognize and develop their own psychic skills. She currently lives in Cape Coral, Florida, with her husband, Dave, and so let me welcome Michelle. Michelle, how are you?
Hi, David. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, too. Just getting the dog settled around here. I could hear the toilet lid raised up, and so I guess I'm going to have to let him out an extra time tonight.
Oh, they're like little kids, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Into everything. Well, it's so nice to have you back, and we do have quite a number of callers, as I mentioned to you. I'm wondering if you would like to share a little bit about how people can best get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. In fact, last time we were in transition, last time I spoke with you, and so first of all, I just want to make a really happy announcement that my daughter, Alicia, has taken over Mind Trip Productions. She's very intuitive. She doesn't do psychic readings, but she does all the intuitive web design, and she has control over the CDs and MP3s and all that. But you can still go to Mind Trip Productions and get anything done that you want, because I have really just really dedicated my life now to the psychic readings and the psychic arts and helping others develop them. And you can reach me by going to michellemelioonline.com, and it's michellemelio online.com, and you can find all kinds of resources there as well as readings if you'd like them. But I also have really reasonable courses to awaken your own psychic abilities, personal and professional, and I'm also available to answer any questions, and my spirit contact cards deck is available on that site as well that I created. So
beautiful. Well, it sounds like you're really expanding into the other realm, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and best wishes to your daughter. I have had contact with her with regard to our own little endeavor.
Oh, awesome. She's
very sweet. You know, she's very thorough, too, I can tell.
Yeah, I am definitely the Pisces, and she's definitely, believe it or not, she's a Leo, but she's on very solid ground. She's very, you know, analytical, but she also has that intuitive nature as well. So she is, I think she excels, which we want for our children anyways, right? And our doggies.
Absolutely. No question about it. Well, what's new in your life, Michelle?
Well, I'm currently really dedicating my time to, you know, the psychic arts. I'm thinking of developing another deck. I'm just really getting into art. letting spirit speak through me and creating these decks. I'm having so much fun with them. So that first one helps you communicate with your own deceased loved ones, or you can use them professionally to connect for others. But this deck is going to be more on the lines of how I read, because I read with a regular deck of playing cards. I don't know if a lot of people know that about me, but I can use tarot. That's how I started out. But I like using just a regular deck of, you know, the 54 cards, you know, jokers included, and it gives me access to almost a gypsy style reading, so we can get really down to specifics, but it also doesn't bog my mind with the pretty pictures, so I can really connect with spirit and do the reading at the same time. And so I'm working on creating that deck right now for people to use for themselves or professionally. So that might be a year, but that's what I'm at right now.
Beautiful. Well, a year goes quickly.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, people, you're going to be in for a treat. Michelle is very gifted, and she's given me a reading before, which I really treasured. And Michelle, if you're ready, let's go to the phone lines.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to have a little challenge, folks, because the queue is not operating correctly tonight, but I will try to honor your places in the queue. If I screw up, please forgive me. I am human, as we all are. And the first caller of the night is Laura. And Laura, you're live.
Hi. I appreciate you taking my
call. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
No problem. Hi, it's nice to meet you. What can I do for you?
Nice to meet you. I was wondering what you see for me with big changes this year. I'm hoping to get a house this year, but I need a job first. So I'm looking for a job. I just want to know what you see for me fulfilling any of my dreams this year.
Okay, let me have a look for you. I'm happy to have a quick look at 2018. Okay, where are we at? So I see that 2017 for you was a very challenging year. I see it as like a foundation year. It looks like you were really working on yourself, working on self-love. Are you a mom, by the way? Because I see like working on family things or working on kind of setting your family foundation in place, like really, especially yourself. But I see for you that was 2017 and that you've really laid a well path for yourself. And you really know what you want to do, by the way, and you have everything in place. I think that for 2018, I think the next 2 or 3 months are going to be met with delays for you, but I don't want you to get discouraged by those delays, because my guides are telling me that Spirit is putting those delays in place on purpose, because what you're asking for and what you're requesting is very specific, and everything's going to line up for you. So when we get closer to the end of the year, I actually see dreams coming true for you. I see a home, by the way. So I definitely see that in there, and it's modest. It's exactly, it looks almost like it has a cottage feel, you know. It's not too big and not too small, just right for you. But I do get a yes answer, and I think things are really going to be turning around for you this year. And I don't want to say this is a year of change, because I think that was 2 years ago. But 2 years, the change. This year, the foundation. I mean, last year, the foundation. And this year is when all of the fruits of your labor are going to start coming in. So are you, by the way, a single person?
I am, and also I'm not a mom, but the reason why you might be picking that up is because I'm, for the whole family, the extended family, cousins and everything, I'm usually the one to make sure everybody stays connected.
Yeah, you're the family person. You're the family mom, right? The reason I asked if you're a single person is because I think this, and I know you didn't ask this question, but I think this is going to be a year of love for you as well. So be prepared. It looks like it's about August.
So Michelle so here's one of the things. I've always wanted to get my house on my own without needing a man to do it with. Do you think that I can get my house before the guy comes in, or... And is it because of the guy that I'm going to end up getting the house?
I don't see the guy next to the house. I think that you're all of the changes that you've made and all the foundation that you've laid for yourself are actually putting things in place for, like, that very specific thing that you're asking for, which is getting the house on your own and having it be your own house. It doesn't need to be a mansion. It just needs to be perfect for you and needs to be something that you accomplished. And I see that happening. I do see the guy come in before the house, but I don't see the guy having anything to do with your buying the house. So, in other words, I think that it's just the luck of the wind at that point.
Okay, wow, that sounds like a really nice reading.
Yeah, I think you have a great year. It's about time for you. I think that this is your year for sure. So, ride those
thank
waves.
You.
Thanks for calling, Laura.
Thanks, David.
Have a good night. Okay.
Bye.
You too.
Okay, I see one caller that keeps getting bumped off. I don't know what that's about. Anyhow, Deep is next, and Deep, you're live. Deep, can you hear me? Maybe you have your mute on. You're still there, aren't you, Michelle?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
Deep?
There
you are. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Deep.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What can I do for you tonight?
Can I have any message from Spirit that I need to know the most?
Sure. Let me have a look and see what we've got going on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it's Deep. Okay. All right, so I'm feeling like you have a lot of spirit around you, by the way. It's not just one particular person that you're trying to connect with. I actually see a lot of spirit around you and a lot of friends around you and a lot of mostly friends around you, and also looks like guides as well. But more particularly, I feel this male energy come through, and this male energy comes through and says that the message for you from this male energy, which I think is going to let you know that it's true and real and who it is like, I hear like, stop getting in your own way. and then there's laughter around it. And I feel like everything, all paths are open for you right now, and everything's going to be okay and work out. But I'm getting a message for you that sometimes, I think sometimes you worry so much about getting the message that you don't get it, because I think you actually have the capability to connect. You know what I mean? Naturally. And I see this male energy coming through. Mm-hmm. Good, good. I'm glad you're aware of it, because it's just kind of step out of your own way and allow it and don't doubt it. And these messages are coming through. This male energy is a very, very strong male energy, by the way. And I actually hear, bubbles in your head. I hear conversation. I hear this voice in your head, this person's voice, and that's accurate and that's true. And my lights are flickering, so we're right on with that. So yeah, that's where you're at. Just listen to the voices. They're actually real. You're not imagining it. You're not making it up. And step out of your own way. And you, and I think also there's a lot of, good luck coming your way as well, in the way of a small financial windfall. And it looks like from tragedy comes reward. So keep that in mind. But that's your big message for tonight, is to really just step out of your own way and believe what you're hearing, because I think you're a hearer, and believe what you're experiencing, because those messages are real and true.
Thank you. And last thing is, I'm waiting for a particular relationship to work out. Will it happen eventually?
I think that that's where I'm hearing everything's going to work out. You know what I mean? So I feel like eventually it will. And I think that that could also be a message also to just sometimes what we do in spirit and thoughts, we also do in life, is just, you know, just step out of the way and allow it. And I do get a yes answer for you, so just step out of the way and allow it, and I do see it working out.
Will that be sometime this year?
Let me see. I actually think it's going to take a little bit longer I see it starting, like everything's put in place, but I think it might be next year. I think it might be January or February of next year before it actually is solidified, if that makes sense.
It does. Thank you. I should let you go because there are so many callers. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks for your consideration, Deep. God bless.
Thank you, David. Thanks for the lovely reading, Michelle.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Good night, evening. Deep.
Good night.
Okay. Next caller is Kimberly. Sorry to cut you off, Deep. I'm bringing Kimberly
Hi.
Up, but it's... Here we go. Okay. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Good. How are you? What can I do for you?
Just a message about career for me, please.
Sure. Let me see what's going on with your career. All right. You have been... my guides are showing me, before I even connect with the cards for you, they're just showing me, like, you have, like, this shopping cart, and it's just full of stuff, and it's super heavy, and you're pushing it uphill, and it looks like it might be in the sleet and the snow, and it's like, I'm still pushing this, I'm still pushing it, I know I'm going to get to my goal, I know I'm going to get up there, and I know I'm going to get this advancement or this move, and I do feel like any worry about it, you just push it away, you're like, nope, I got this, nope, I got this, nope, I got this, so I think that where you are right now with your career is this knowledge or this learning that you have. I feel like you have, and when I say career, I mean like career, like you know you have a trade or you have something that you learned how to do. And I feel like this is what drives you. You're like, I know I'm going to be able to make it to that next level. I do see good news coming to you in the way of mail or letter. Usually nowadays that's not just like snail mail. It can also be an email. I don't know, some places do text or through like an online job search or something like that. But I see good news coming to you and there's a paycheck attached to it. And it looks like it's going to be very balanced for you and it's going to be for your long term. By any chance, do you work, is it an office environment that you're looking for? Because I actually see a tall office building.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep that tall office building in mind because it could just be what's next door or where you park. But there's a very tall office building that's really standing out for me, and it feels significant with this good news.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Best of luck to you. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Good night, Kimberly. God bless.
Good night, David. God bless you, too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Brittany, and Brittany, you're live.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Brittany. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just calling to see what you see on my love life, like what you was picking up, anything around me special.
Okay. Let me have a look and see. I'm looking at Brittany and love life. Okay. All right. I actually see, you know, for you, I see commitment of the past or commitment in the past. Like I see like we're looking backwards or we're looking behind us. It's like some type of commitment of the past. Were you, so that's really standing up for me and it looks like it's, you maybe think that it was going to be over or maybe think that it had ended and it looks like there's this big gap or this great distance, you know. It could be emotional distance, it could be physical. But I actually feel like this is something that is not over and not finished and something that is a soulmate connection, and I think it's going to be coming back around for you. It just needs to go through the troubled times are coming to an end, and I actually feel like that's about another maybe two and a half months. And then all of the problems that were there or the things that were stopping it from being what it was going to become, they just melt away, like they go away. And I see, you know, coming together. I see a soulmate. I see marriage. I see engagement. And I see this happening this year for you.
Okay, that was confirmation. You're picking up on somebody that I've been on and off with for a while now.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Be patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just trust your intuition, because I know that somewhere deep down in there, your head says to you, why do you keep doing this? And your heart and your soul say, because we know that, just trust us. And so trust your heart and your soul, because your head is just, it's just ego. You know, it will work out, and just breathe through it. But it is coming to, the problems are starting to melt away. And I think that this is all part of the process of, you know, of working it out. And it's going to work out this year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Have a good night, Brittany.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay. I think I'm getting this all right. Denisha, you're next. You are live.
Hello.
Denisha, can you hear me? Area code 619.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Denisha.
Hello.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I've just been going through a lot in my life, and I was just wondering if things will turn up or not.
Okay, let me have a look for you. Okay. You know, I actually do see things turning around for you, but I have to ask, do you live in a colder climate, Denisha?
No, not generally.
You're in a warmer climate with the sunshine?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you gotta, like that sunshine, it's like, it's real important for you to even get out and like, and get in the sun, like have like, give yourself like a little sunlight, sun salutation or sunlight therapy, because I feel almost as if like I'm feeling like things are overwhelming for you right now, and I'm feeling like it feels like every time I try to do the good, and you do everything to the best of your ability, it's met with like these blocks that aren't really your fault, and things just seem to keep getting in the way. And I feel like I want to tell you, it's definitely not you. That's you got this really big angel guide, an angel with big wings guide around you that stands forward and says, if this is not you, do you know what I mean? This is something that, it's just, you're being tested, do you know? And I feel like you're very protected, and I feel like you just have to trust.
Okay.
You know, I do see things turning around, but it's going to be like you're one of those really elevated souls that are going to be met with things in the way, and it's not your fault. It's just your light shines brighter than most, so your challenges are bigger.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Are you still with me?
We just lost her.
Oh, I think that I want to, I just want to kind of finish up by saying that I want to send light, you know, and maybe anybody listening, if they'd like to help and send light as well, because it just really breaks my heart to see such a beautiful, bright, shining spirit be met with so much in the way. You know, it's silly life things, but it's still, you know, it breaks down our, what is it? It breaks down our inner strength, you know?
Yes. Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of us have bigger crosses to bear than others, and there's always a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really believe that.
All right. Well, the other callers on the line I have not talked to, so I'm going to identify you by area code. And the first caller, whoops, whoa.
Okay.
This queue is really crazy tonight. Okay, the first caller is from area code 225, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What can I do for you tonight, Kim?
Can you just give me any information on a relationship?
Sure. Now, is this about a specific, does the relationship have to do with a specific person?
Yes, it does.
You could just say yes or no. Okay, all right. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of look at that. I don't want you to have to say that person's name off the air. I usually ask for a first name. But if you want to just maybe think of that person's name, you already are. Okay, so let me have a look for you. All right. All right. So, you know, I think you're just really looking for confirmation as well as to what's going on here. And I do feel like this particular person, there's like, it's like, I see change of heart all over the place. I feel wishy-washy. I feel back and forth. I feel like I don't know what I want. I also feel like you're not getting answers, and you're not getting, like, you're not being respected, and you're not hearing, like, you're being very clear, but you're not getting very clear. I want to tell you within the next couple of weeks, I see a move. I see somebody packing up boxes and moving. I actually feel like I don't know if this person's going to be moving away or moving out, but I feel like it's connected with this person. Does that make sense? Is one of you moving?
No.
Okay. So this is within a couple of weeks. And again, especially if it doesn't make sense to you, it's really important for you to, and I know you will remember it, that I see boxes being packed and I see a move in the next couple of weeks. Okay. You'll know what it is when it comes, but I also feel like it's connected with this relationship. So I feel like this person actually, it's weird because I know we're talking about one person, but this is what I see this person doing: packing up boxes, leaving, and then I see this person coming and being like loving, kind, romantic, saying how they feel about you, and everything shifts and changes in a good way. So whether this person walks away from you and comes back, or whether they're walking away maybe from somebody else or something else and they come to you, the important thing is I actually see them walking away and coming to you. And I see that actually by the end of the summer.
Okay.
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 Yeah, keep an ear open for that moving, the packing of boxes and moving, because I feel like that's an important key to the outcome. It will kind of give you like, oh, hey, this really is going to happen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. Best of luck to you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thanks, Kim. Have a good night. Yeah.
You too.
Plus.
Thanks.
Okay, moving on. Area code 703, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey,
how are you guys doing?
Great.
Doing good here? What can I do
I'm
for you
I'm also from Massachusetts,
tonight?
So go Pats.
Oh, hey. Yeah, go Pats. I'm actually wearing my favorite shirt right now. I'm rocking it.
Oh, I'm so mad that they lost, but you know what? I can't believe we lost to that team, which, you know, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah. Hey, we just come back stronger.
That's
See,
right. At least
like,
we didn't tear up the city either. Well, at least we didn't tear
yeah.
up the city, so,
sure.
you know.
Right.
That's true, so.
What,
so, anyway,
I
thought maybe
you
if you
tonight?
Have, and maybe just something that you pick up, maybe some travel or just, I don't know, whatever just comes across your spirit.
Okay, sure. So let me do a really quick 6 month overview for you.
Okay.
Okay. I see 3 to 5 inches of snow. No, I'm just kidding. That was on the weather.
I know we had wind.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so for you, 6 month overview. I actually feel like for you right now, you are always in the spotlight. You are always. You're always up front. You're front and center.
I see you as like your energy comes across to me as like what I call movie star energy. You know what I mean? You, everybody knows you. You're always there. You're always first in line. You're always first to help out. You're always first. You're the person that's using all of your energy all of the time for others. And then where are you? You're like, but that's how I refeed my energy, and that's okay. But I actually do see for you right now, I feel like your progress, and it looks to me like I'm seeing like really, really work and career and business, like there's some goals and some things that aren't really taking off or aren't really going in the direction that you'd really like them to go. So I actually feel you kind of peeling away a little bit, regrouping, rethinking things, and then coming back at them fresh. I feel like that's going to work out for you, and I feel like you're actually in that process now where you've already thought of doing it. There's confirmation for you to do it.
Yeah,
it really changes
job.
Everything. Yay! And this really changes everything. So it feels like this is like, it's like you are, your personality has been really fit in the right puzzle piece. Like you're just, you slip right in. And so I see that like with, you get, I see an increase already coming right around the corner. So I don't know how new this job is, but I actually see that increase almost, maybe a little under 30 days from now. So it feels like really, really new. You know what I mean? I see.
Yeah,
still,
they really like me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. And you're really going to go places with this. Do I see trip or travel? I don't. I see a lot of work for you right now, though. And I see you stacking the cash and putting money in the bank over the next 6 months. And I see growth, opportunity, and I see you finally are getting yourself out of that rut. Do you know what I mean? There may be another period where you kind of step. Excellent. And there may be another period of time in the next maybe, I think maybe the next few days where you kind of step back again and rethink and regroup. And then, because I think that where you are now, there's many different directions you can go. And I think that there's like a whole other direction that's going to present itself within this job. So you don't go anywhere else right now. But it just looks like there's such potential in here that I think that we do, like that process works well for you. So whenever I think you do it anyways, but your guides are telling me, just remember that that's like your golden ticket is just step back, reevaluate, and then step back in. But I do see increase in pay, raise, getting things together. Unfortunately, no trips, but, you know, finally going to get yourself out of the red this year.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be very nice, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll take
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was in a couple talent
right?
shows.
And you can do a trip.
Yeah.
I would take two. Yeah.
Will you? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I was just in two. I was in two talent shows, so I think something will come from these talent shows.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm so glad you called. You are hilarious. I love it. I love it.
Well,
center,
you know,
right
I've only been there. Yes, I've only been in this job a week, and everybody comes up to me and is like, "Oh my gosh, she is like the person." Perfect personality, you know, it fits right in. She's outgoing. She's great, you know. So I'm like, I know.
The world is your stage.
it's the outgoing energy that I keep putting out that I get back. So.
Yep. You keep doing that because you're right on the right path for yourself.
Yeah.
And,
good
luck in your talent shows, my dear.
Oh yeah, there's just some stuff can come from that talent show. Trust and believe that. So you know when I become famous, I'll be like, hey, remember me?
Uh-huh.
I certainly will.
There you go.
Oh well, I'm so glad you called. And
yes, thank you.
And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Me too. Thank you. Go Pat.
You have a great week.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, she was a hoot. I loved her.
I love it. I love laughter. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, it is. Boy, we could use a lot of that. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, area code 504. You actually are next. And what is your name, please?
Hey, it's Mary Lou. Hi. Yay.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi, Mary
I'm
Lou.
I'm good. I sort of wanted that last person breathing. I liked it.
We're done. No.
What
can I do for you
tonight? I want to be can you
You got it.
Give me a message. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have to say it.
Okay. So you want to get a message from Spirit? You want to see who I connect with or what I get for you for your coming months?
Yeah, I got stuff going on.
Okay.
So much.
Okay. Yeah, let me just do a six-month overview for you because I do feel like, you know, it's funny. The people, like, I do feel like you know that, yeah, you have a lot going on. So let's look at this. All right, my dear. Okay. So for you, I see a lot of people around you, and I feel like there's a lot of spirit around you, but I also feel like there's a lot of real people around you too. And honestly, I'm feeling like you just really want them to kind of get out of your hair, get out of your head, let you just step away and let you think and just have a minute. And I think that I don't see you, like, I feel like there's a lot of worry, a lot on your mind, but it's like, just give me a minute. Let me just step back and process this. That's why I feel like you're at, like, a place of process. Does that make sense? Like, I just need to step back and think this in my head. A lot of people are telling you how you should handle things or how you should feel or what you should be doing, but I'm feeling like you need to get that from yourself. You're going to get that time, that solitude. I think that you might even be at that breaking point now, but take that solitude because it does really turn things around. I see some love and romance showing up for you in your life. Is that, showing up for you in your reading, is that like really mainly what you wanted to look at? I know there's a lot going on, but I see like relationship and love, like just like oozing out of this reading.
I would love to hear about that because there's nothing like that around me, and I would love it.
Okay.
I would love it.
So,
all
right. I just wanted to confirm that I was looking in the right path because I do understand, you know, I think the first thing that I want to say is, and I think that you're at that point, breaking point right now where everybody's at you, like, you should do this, you should try that, you should think this, you should blah, 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 and it's like, get out, like, I can't, like, it just feels like everybody, like, they all, everybody around you means well, but I think that they're blocking this whole things coming together in the relationship realm for you, okay? So I think that you're going to take that time in the next couple of weeks and you're really going to think about it and you're going to process and you're going to just kind of go on, like, just be you, you know what I mean? And go in what direction you feel you should be going and what feels right. If it feels right, do it. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. And it really is that simple for you right now. And I see that happening for you. I see you doing that. And when you do that, everything really kind of changes. And I see commitment. I see permanency. I see an engagement ring. I see this this beautiful love relationship, and this man who's just like, and you like men, correct? Because there's this man that's absolutely adoring
yeah.
you, next to you with a ring. Okay, just making sure, because if it is a man, then we got to kind of work on getting him away. If you didn't. Anyways,
no,
see this man
like
with the ring, absolutely adores you, good, because he's coming, and he's and it's fresh and it's new, and it's everything that you knew that it was going to be and that how it was going to happen, and all you need to do is just trust yourself. Don't I mean I see all these people that love and care about you, but they're giving you really bad advice.
Okay,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know.
Here.
Yeah.
Someone I know is just someone I've yet to meet.
Ooh, that's a really good question. Is it someone I know? The answer to that question is no. Is it someone that you have yet to meet? The answer to that question is yes. So I feel like this is a new fella. And I feel like the person that you know, I don't know how to say it. It's just like I'm running around in circles. You know what I mean? I'm running around in circles. It's just the same. I just don't think it's the person that you know already. I think it's somebody new.
Okay. Yep, circles. That's
mm-hmm.
that right.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. We could go around in circles for hours, but it's still going to be.
I call it a merry-go-round.
Yeah,
merry-go-round circles.
Yeah.
Pretty.
So take that time. Yeah, take that time that you're really pushing yourself to take, and just step back and just listen to your own inner voice. Listen to your gut. If it feels right, do it. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. And everything's going to fall into place for you.
So money-wise, it's going to fall into place?
Well, I think for you that what's really showing up is the love front for you. So I feel like I actually feel like for you, love is connected to money, and it's not for money, and it doesn't have anything to do with it, but there's work, there's career, there's money. So I think that your money is going to be okay. I see balance, okay? So I see you able to manage it. That's what I see, which is a good thing.
Okay.
I'm grinning. I'm grinning that grin like it's a good thing. You can manage it. I do feel like it could be better, but I think that, you know, that's a little bit further out for you. Right now it's I don't know why, but somebody to support you and somebody by your side is more important right now. And actually, yeah, that makes sense to me because it feels like I don't know, with that confidence comes success.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep. That makes sense. All right, girl. Well, listen to your own inner voice.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. I'm glad it was helpful.
Have a good night, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great night. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 347, you're next. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
Hi, Tanika. What can I do?
Hi.
What can I do for you tonight? What can I help you with?
I would like to know what you see for me as far as personal life, love life, and career.
Okay.
Like those areas of my life.
Okay. Personal life, love life, and career. Let's have a quick look at each. Okay. I'm going to look at career first because career is really standing out as the strongest area of your life right now. It feels like I see for you, as far as career goes, I see long term. I see long term. I see prosperity. I see we're just at the beginning stages of building an empire almost. It feels like I have a plan. And there's this step-by-step plan, and I feel like everything's just lighting up along the way. So keep following those breadcrumbs because career for you looks really good this year. And this is the year that you just really start to put your plan into action. By any chance, did you just finish up like some type of training or some type of school, or did you just start?
Last winter, I did just like a semester to get like a little bit of training in pharmaceutical,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not working in that field right now. I just started my second month at a job that it's not pharmaceutical or anything. It's just a receptionist job.
Okay. So I think that's very, you know, hey, you take what you move in the direction, keep following those breadcrumbs. That's what your guides are showing. There are these little breadcrumbs that are leading up. I actually see you working in the pharmaceutical industry. I actually see you working in the career that you had this recent training or this recent course for. And I feel like that is it's going to be the very beginning of a long, very wealthy, healthy career, a very healthy career, really, and really good income. So follow those breadcrumbs, stay where you're at, but another door may open. When that opens, follow it, follow the breadcrumbs. Your plan is going to be falling into place this year. So you can trust that with your career. I also see, I see for you with career, I see an older man and a younger man, and they look like they're family. So they might be like a father-son. And I see that that's what's going to light up for me where you end up working. Now, the next thing I'm going to look at for you is love life because I think that, love life and personal life. because I think that love life and personal life are kind of connected for you, because it looks to me like you're very friendly, you're very kind, you're very thoughtful, you get along with people, but you're such an introvert. You have a tough time in large groups. You have a tough time talking to people, you know what I mean, about yourself. You're a good listener. I think that it seems like you're waiting, or it holds back your love life, but I actually think they're really good qualities, and it feels to me that as you get a little bit older, like, you're going to find love, and you're going to find your way of, you're going to find where you fit a little bit later on in life. So I'm actually feeling like you don't, like, really fall into that or feel that way until you get into, like, your maybe mid to late 30s. So if you're that age now, that's awesome, because that means you're right there. But I feel like it's still going to be a little while before you reach that age. Does that make sense?
I'm in my late 30s right now, and, yeah, it's awkward for me. I go through a lot, like, in crowds, and I am introverted, and especially lately, like, a lot I've been going through.
Awesome. So, you know, mid to late 30s is when you're going to really find your place and find where you fit. So if you're there now, then you don't have much longer. And I know the way you are, like, where you're like, I can't even believe that it's going to happen ever. It really is. And I feel like it's just going to happen gradual. And do you turn 40 this year, or do you turn 40 next year?
Yeah.
Did you say 39? Okay.
Yeah.
This year, okay.
This year.
So,
yeah.
So good. So this is, this will be your year for that as well, because it's not in your 40s. It's in your late 30s. So you're, like, just starting to come into that. And what I see with personal life and romantic life is they almost like happen simultaneously. You know what I mean? So they happen side by side. So I think along with that love life comes a group of friends that you fit with. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, my God, I can totally be myself. This isn't awkward or uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. So I'm feeling like that's going to be really good for you, too. And just really, you don't have to do any work towards it or anything. Just continue to be you, because, you know, I'm an introvert myself, believe it or not. That's why I hide behind the phone. But I know once you find, like, your group, or once you find where you fit, it's, like, almost immediately, and it's almost magical, you know? So that's coming.
Yeah, I really want to move out of where I live right now. Like, I just, I'm not comfortable here anymore, and I struggle with trying to find which career field or where to work so that I can support myself and live on my own. So, like, I was just wondering if you saw me moving out anytime soon, or, like, what career field you saw me happy in, and, like, being able to do that from.
Yeah, I think that that's cart before the horse thing for you right now. I do feel like that happens, but I feel like I'm seeing pharmaceutical, I'm seeing that happen, and I don't love time frames, because I really feel like we have more control over when something happens in our life than what we think. But if I read your energy right now, in this moment, based on the steps that you're taking and following those breadcrumbs, I'm saying that all starts to fall into place in about 5 weeks. So I see, like, the breadcrumb with the pharmaceutical job. It's also, open up that door for you where you feel comfortable to, start that you can financially support yourself and start looking for a place. So that door begins to open, but that's just based on the energy right now and how it's aligning at this very second. So as long as everything goes this way, which I think it is, because I see you being, you know, you have this well laid out plan, I'm saying about 5 weeks.
Do you ever see me reconnecting with someone named Nick, and ever, like, anything ever happening with us?
Let me see.
I'm letting you ask extra questions, Tamika, because we don't have anybody else on the line right now.
Oh, thank
you. Well, you're a lucky girl.
Yeah.
It's your lucky. I can't. That's a miracle. Usually, you know, it's.
I know. We usually run with callers.
Over.
Yeah. Well, we've had two other callers that keep getting bounced off, so we may get them back. But at present, Tamika's the last one.
Okay. Well, we just had a full moon, too, so that probably has a lot to do with it. When I ask about this Mick reconnecting, I actually feel like I get a no answer for you, unfortunately, but I feel like he's very immature. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I think that if he was, you see the potential in him. You see if he was mature, like how wonderful it could be, and I definitely see a soul connection. But what I see for him is that I think that he's, you know, I just think that he's really not that great for you anyways, because he almost takes, he almost kind of uses your introvertedness as a tool to be able to kind of do what he wants, you know? So I don't see a reconnection right now. I feel like that was a really, like it was a good lesson, and I feel that soul connection, and my heart really kind of, you know, breaks for you, but I also feel overjoyed because I know that it's not going to come back, and you'll be able to experience something that's actually real and better with somebody that's mature.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It definitely does.
Good.
Yeah,
I think sometimes, I hate saying that, but I think sometimes it's better to know that so you can prepare yourself instead of just keep, you know, sitting around waiting and waiting. You can actually, you know, do what you need to do to move on from it.
Mm-hmm. And is it okay?
Well, we do
to
have another caller, so
okay.
Tamika, we're going to say goodnight for now.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I'm glad it was helpful. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Good night.
God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Anytime.
Okay, area code 707. What is your name, please?
Great. Hi, this is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, David. Hi, Michelle. Hi. Michelle, I'd like to see you soon for the next month or two.
What was that?
I'd like to see what you're picking up for the next month or two.
You got
March
it. I'm happy to look at that for you, Valerie. Okay,
you.
Let me look into March and April for you. You're welcome. All right, let's see. The next couple of months for you. Okay. So when I look at March for you, Valerie, I'm looking at, you know, at this month. I feel like this month is like, I'm when I look into March, I'm like excited. I feel like I have this new love in my life. You know what I mean? This new, like, do you have like a baby coming or a new house or something like that? Because I'm just excited. I'm giddy. I feel like it's a baby.
Oh, no.
Okay. So looking for a new home then? I can't be that excited about a new home.
No, but a nice committed relationship would be great.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling like, you know, if you get, all right, let me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to give you, I'm going to reshuffle real quick because I'm feeling like maybe somebody's going to be calling that has this new baby on the way, and I don't want to take away if that's the energy that I'm picking up. You don't have anybody else waiting, do you, David?
No, I don't.
Okay.
This
might have to.
This will be our last call.
Okay.
Oh.
So let's see. Let me just do a 6 month overview, and I'll just look at the next few for you, because I just see this real excitement. I'm really, maybe it was one of the other people that got dropped off. Okay. next 6 months for you. No, actually, this month I see this really big, wonderful surprise, and I see you jumping up and down, and I see you giddy with joy. You're like, ooh, I'm so excited. So, and it feels something like brand new to love. You know, could it be a long-term relationship? You know, I guess it could be, because when I look into next month, I actually do see you in a long-term relationship. And I guess I stand corrected, because I love that you would get that excited. Like, I feel like Publishers Clearinghouse knocked at your door. That's how excited I am about having this person in my life. Is that you? Is that, like, totally you? You're like, woohoo! I hit the lottery.
Yeah. That would be nice. Yes.
Yeah. It looks like you've really been lighting candles, praying to angels, trying to bring love into your life, and you want commitment. You don't just want to, I want to date you, I want to date you for 5 years. No, I want a ring. I want, like, this is what, and I feel like you've been specifically asking for, you're not a specific person by name, but like a specific outline of a person, you know, what you're looking for. And I think that the gods are answering you, because I see this month you jumping up and down like your lottery ticket came in. Now, you have to call David's show back and let him know if you hit the lottery in March. But if it's love, and I do, I see you in a lot. Yeah, but long-term relationship by next month, when we get into April, I see you in a long-term committed relationship. This is it. This is your forever person. This is an engagement ring I'm seeing. I'm seeing that this person is a divorced person. So they've been married before. It looks like they've and it looks also like they I want to say, everybody says it's not my fault, but I really want to say that they don't carry a lot of baggage, believe it or not. This person is very honest, very upfront, and has feelings right away. So so keep up the hope, keep lighting the candles, keep doing whatever it is that you're doing, because you're going to be jumping up and down this month.
Great. That sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited for you.
Can you pick up his occupation?
I can have a look for you. Yeah, sure. I can have a look at that for you. Let me see what he does for work. All right. Okay, so, you know, it's funny. Confirmation for me. So I actually see him. I see him in the court system or in the legal system. So he's surrounded by law. So he's, and I don't feel like he wears a uniform. I actually feel like he's like either a judge or a lawyer or anything else in that law profession that doesn't wear a uniform. You know what I mean? I feel like he wears casual nice clothes. I also feel like he is a little bit older than you. I see, because either that or he looks older than you, but I do see some graying hair. And oh yeah, we were talking about career. Yeah, so I see him surrounded by law.
Oh, okay, great. I
will
certainly call back in.
Please,
yes, please let us know.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, Michelle is going to be back on, and let's see, I've got the date here, June 14th. So you can report back then if you'd like to.
Yeah, I'd love that. Love to hear back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you
thank
for calling,
you.
Valerie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good night. Well, Michelle, that we ended up just in the perfect time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
really,
I don't know what happened to those other callers, because they were persistent. They kept calling in and getting bounced off, and that's unfortunate. But thank you very much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate every time you're on the show.
Me too. I love your listeners. And, of course, I just adore you. So.
Oh,
thank
that
you
too. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.